From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A tractor trailer and a car collided on the Klamath Bridge this morning, causing an explosion, the smoke from which could be seen for miles. According to the California Highway Patrol incident report, it was the rig that burst into flames. The driver of the truck was able to get out okay, but the person in the sedan was trapped and had reportedly suffered major injuries. Highway 101 had to be shut down due to a diesel fuel spill of about 100 gallons. No word on the identities of the drivers involved. Last night, CHP officers were called to the report of a pedestrian laying in the center divider area of 101 northbound at the State Route 200 interchange. They got there and found an unresponsive man in that center divider next to the northbound one lane of US 101. Officers began CPR. Medical personnel also arrived on the scene, but the person succumbed to their injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. It appears the pedestrian was in the roadway of northbound 101 and was hit by an unknown northbound vehicle. The driver of the vehicle did not stop and fled the scene. Hubbell County Coroner's Office responded to the scene. The pedestrian is pending positive identification and notification of next of kin. Police are now trying to track down the driver involved in that accident. Meantime, the person found dead on 101 near Salmon Creek has been positively identified as 29-year-old Salvatore Richibano from Concord, California. Richibano was in possession of a 1998 Gold Infiniti SUV with California plate 4AS X760, which is unaccounted for. Richibano was also known to carry a 9mm pistol, also unaccounted for. If someone sees the vehicle, they should not approach it and contact law enforcement as soon as possible. The investigation indicates that Richibano had been shot at least one time prior to being struck by the vehicle involved. It's not known if he was alive or deceased when he was hit. Further information will be released after the forensic autopsy is done on April 28th. Today's update on the Grape Fire, 168 firefighters utilizing engines, hand crews, fallers, and dozers to construct a line around the blaze, an air attack plane and Type 1 helicopter also being put to use. Fire officials remind the public that fire engines and personnel are using County Roads 301 and 311, locally known as Higham Palm Road and South Fork Road, to access that fire. For your own safety and the safety of firefighters, visitors are being advised to avoid the immediate area. The exact cause of the Grape Fire remains under investigation. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.